Hi everyone, welcome to Socialize TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a channel where we will be discussing many different topics. This commentary is based on my opinion only. Nothing should be taken as fact or personal. Stay tuned in and let's get started with today's video. Hello everyone, good morning, afternoon, and evening to you, wherever you may be. This is another episode of Socialize TV. Today's topic is going to be about your partner's friends, the importance of your partner having friends, the importance of you having friends, and getting to know the different characteristics and dynamics between these individuals and your partner. These are all very important things to note when in a relationship because these can potentially be factors that influence the things that happen between you and your partner and other things that may happen in the future. For the most part, I'm going to try to keep this subject relatively simplified because there are many subjects that can come up in this discussion that are also important and have some type of significance, but for the most part, I'm going to keep it concise about what I feel are the most important things to keep in mind when dealing with your partner's friends. The first thing that I feel is important is for you to know the history between your significant other and their friends. How many years has that friendship been established? How did they meet their friends? Did they grow up together? Did they go to the same school? Did they work together? Did their parents become friends and that's how they became friends? What were the circumstances in which your partner met their friends? These are things that are really nice to know because it gives you an idea about essentially who has seniority in the friendships that your partner has and who may be more important than other individuals. One thing that I don't think people mention that much when talking about friendships is how there is a way that a hierarchy is established, and for the most part, you know, the hierarchy is established based on how many years you've been friends with that person, or you know, if that friend has earned merit with you in some way, where have they been in, you know, serious situations with you, have they been there with you through a lot of different things. And so a hierarchy is structured in friendships, and this is with everybody, not just your partner, but with you as well. And these are individuals at the top of the hierarchy that we consider to be best friends. And some people consider some people so close to them, whereas they consider them a sibling, even though they're not blood related in any way, shape, or form. And so, like I said, knowing the history between these individuals and your partner gives you an idea about who is the most important in your partner's life. The other thing to note is the demographics of your partner's friends, their ages, and their gender. You know, does your partner have more male friends or more female friends or a mixture of the two? The reason I feel this is especially important because for women who are dating, if your boyfriend has female friends, it's really important for you to know the history between your boyfriend and that woman, because usually, more often than not, I'm not saying all the time, but usually when guys have female friends, they have dated that girl before, or they have had some kind of relations with her before. Very rarely do guys have platonic friendships with women. I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but usually that isn't the case. And usually it's at least one of these friends that he's had these relations with. And hopefully he can be honest about that with you when you ask. And you'll be able to get an idea if that is the situation based on how your boyfriend interacts with her or how she interacts with your boyfriend. It'll give you some idea. You'll be able to tell almost all the time. And so it's nice to know that. I'm not saying that you should automatically be on edge or automatically feel insecure that your boyfriend has female friends. I think it's good to have a mixture simply because there could be some things that are going on with you that he might not understand because he's a guy. And if he has, you know, women to talk to about the things that he's noticed, they could possibly give him some insight on what's going on with you. So I feel like it's good to have a mixture of the two. With guys and their guy friends, you know, it's nice to know the closest with them too, and the type of dynamic they have in their friendships. You know, there are some guys where it's like, They know some people where they are super, super close with. And there are some other guys where it's like they just kind of like know him. He's not, you know, he don't really know him that well, but he just hangs out with him a lot. And so those guys who he doesn't really know like that but hangs out with a lot, you may have to, as the girlfriend, watch out for those guys, because they haven't really established necessarily a strong loyalty to your boyfriend. So these usually are the guys that may come after you for whatever the reason, in the sense of trying to flirt with you and try to get you to not be with your boyfriend because they don't care about him that much. He's just some dude they hang out with. And so these are very, very important things to pay attention to. And so these individuals will just interact with your partner a certain way. They'll interact with you a certain way. And you just have to be socially adaptive to be able to figure these things out. I can't really teach you how to do that. It's just that if you're around people enough and you pay attention to their mannerisms and the certain circumstances in which they do or say certain things, it will show you a lot about their personality and the kind of person that they are, but you just have to be willing to pay attention. But pretty much being able to categorize your partner's friends is going to be helpful for you. Another thing that I kind of sort of touched on already is, you know, trying to figure out if any of your partner's friends are exes of theirs. Now, the thing is, I don't personally think it's a good idea to be friends with your ex, especially considering the circumstances in which that relationship ended. I'm not saying it's impossible, but for me, I just don't feel the need to develop a friendship with that same person that I was in a relationship with, almost to expect a different person. And it's like, I feel like really it just causes drama. You know, that person may feel like they're over you and that they moved on, but then when they see you doing things that don't involve them, like being in another relationship and seeing how it's progressing, they have a front row seat to seeing you move on. And they might get jealous because on their end, they may not be moving on fast enough, or certain things may not be happening for them, and they might want to jeopardize your new relationship. And so I just don't think there's a purpose to have your ex in your life. Now, I'm not saying that just because you break up with a person that there automatically has to be some animosity between the two of you, and that the two of you have to hate each other, but there's really no need to be keeping in contact or, you know, doing certain things. It's let people live their lives. You have your own life to live, they have theirs, so keep it that way. You know, I just don't see the purpose to that. But there are some people where it's like they don't care. And it's like, you know, as long as they are on good terms with someone, anybody can be a friend. And like I said, that can be problematic, but to each his own. The other thing that I feel is important to pay attention to is when you're having conversations with your partner, they are going to mention certain names in discussions. And these are people that are obviously going to be the most important to your partner. And it's like, those are individuals that you want to pay attention to, who gets mentioned a lot, because in a way, these are possibly individuals that your partner keeps in contact with and sees on some kind of regular basis. And that definitely is a good thing. You know, like I said, you want your partner to have a social life. You want them to be well balanced. But it also could be an indication, in addition to the fact that they talk to them that frequent, that you may possibly be the subject matter of a lot of what they talk about. It's only natural. I mean, they're in a relationship with you. And whether your partner's friend brings you up in conversation or whether your partner talks about you, either way, you're going to be brought up in conversation. And these individuals are most likely going to be the confidants to your partner. They are going to know some things that are going to go on in your relationship, whether you really want it to be known or not. And if that person doesn't have an idea of how confidentiality is supposed to work, this could be a serious issue. Me personally, I've been in just about every situation where my friends never really met any of my partners or boyfriends, or even really knew who they were, simply because most of the time the relationships wasn't lasting long enough for my friends to even be concerned with who I was dating. But usually I will discuss, you know, what's going on with me and a guy that I'm seeing, or, you know, a guy that I'm dating, whatever the case may be. And I know that what I tell my friends is not going to get out or be told to somebody else, because they understand how to be confidential. Same with me. I have my friends talk to me about the issues in their relationships all the time. And sometimes I even have my own friendship with my friend's boyfriend or girlfriend. And I keep whatever is told to me to myself. You know, sometimes I've been caught, you know, between two of my friends who were dating each other and they were having problems. But I didn't, you know, take sides or be biased and be like, you know, well, this person said this, or that person said that, or I feel like you should do this. I don't assert myself like that, because at the end of the day, it's not my relationship. And regardless of what I'm told, that's not the entirety of the story. And so it's really important to have people in your life that you can trust and that is going to keep your business between you and them. And it's important for your partner to be able to confide in individuals like that as well. But here's the thing that you have to be concerned about. Your partner should not be so talkative and so open about their problems with you to their friends. And the reason I say this is because, for one thing, that person is in a relationship with you. Your friends or their friends should not know more about what's going on in your relationship than you do, and you're the one dating this person. That doesn't make sense. And it's like, sometimes it can really cause rifts in your friendships or your partner's friendships, because they know some things that you don't, or your friends might know some things about your partner that your partner isn't aware that you told them. So this can go both ways. And so it's important to not disclose everything. There are some people who tell a lot of personal things that really shouldn't be told, or there's some things that really should be kept private and they don't. And later on, it becomes a problem. And it's like, that shouldn't have even been mentioned. And so there's an etiquette to finding someone you can have that you can trust, someone who is going to keep what you say to them confidential, and what it is that you disclose. So these are three things that you have to use a lot of discretion about, because later on it can be a problem. But yeah, usually the people that your partner mentions the most are individuals that they keep in contact with and they see on a frequent basis. The other thing too is, and I sort of aforementioned this as well, pay attention to how your partner's friends treat you. Now, the thing is that, generally speaking, you want to get along with your partner's friends. You naturally want to, especially if you personally plan on being with this individual for a long period of time. You want to play nicely with their friends as well as their family members as well. You want everybody to get along with you. That's the general idea. For the most part, there are going to be some people that your partner knows that are going to absolutely love you. They're going to welcome you with open arms. There aren't going to be any issues. Then you're going to have some people in the middle who they know of you, but they don't know you personally. And so it's going to take some time for them to warm up to you and get to know you a little bit. And these are individuals who may want to have more one-on-one time with you away from your partner, aka their friend, so that they can get to know you themselves personally. And this is sometimes very important, because sometimes the only thing that they know about you is what your partner tells them. And that may not always be an accurate representation of who you are. That's the girlfriend or boyfriend to you. They need to know who you are as a person. And sometimes, you know, there's some differences there. And so individuals like to feel more personable with you individually outside of all this other type of thing. And so be open to that. You know, you'll never know what that can lead up to. You can end up having a very, very good friendship with your partner's friend outside of the relationship. And sometimes that can be an individual that can be an ally for you if something happens in the relationship because that person also has a loyalty to you and not just your partner who was their friend as well. So that can work out to your benefit in a way of, you know, establishing your own friendship with your partner's friends. At the same time, there are some of your partner's friends who might not like you for whatever the reason. They just might not like you. And it isn't necessarily because of something that your partner has said. So don't necessarily get down your partner's back about why their friend or friends don't like you. You know, maybe it's how you present yourself, or maybe there's a personality clash. There are other explanations for that. But in some rare cases, it could be because of something that your partner has said to them that may have been negative, and it gave them a negative impression of you before you even got a chance to meet them. So every situation is different, and you have to figure out what's applicable and what isn't. But for the most part, your partner's friends are going to like you simply because they like their friend and they know their friend. And if, you know, you are anything like the person that they know, then they'll automatically like you too. So it's nice to get along with everybody, but it may not happen for different reasons, but it's not going to be everybody. The people who you do end up having a good relationship with that your partner knows are going to be the most important people anyway. And usually too, these are individuals who don't have a motive to dislike you. Sometimes you'll have friends of your partner who don't like you simply because they don't want your partner to be in a relationship with you. They may want him or her for themselves, and your partner doesn't know. It can be really complicated. So there are reasons why everything happens the way that it does. So if you don't take anything from what I said the past few minutes, just know that there's a reason why your partner's friends are treating you a certain way. So keep that in mind. Let's see. What particular type, or two particular types of friends that your partner may have, could be a real monkey wrench in your relationship with your partner. And the first type of friend that could be problematic for you is the friend that they have that seems to be very controlling and jealous. This is usually the friend that wants to monopolize your partner's time. They feel like your partner is supposed to spend all of their free time with them. Usually this is the friend, if you're a woman and your boyfriend has this one guy that's like his bro, usually this is the guy that I'm talking about. This is usually the friend where it's like they have a routine of things that he likes to do with your boyfriend, and now that he's dating you, all of that's been disrupted. And he's going to have a problem with you because you're the direct cause of that disruption. So your boyfriend's best friend may hate you simply because of the fact that now you exist. And this is the type of friend that I'm talking about. If you're a guy and you have a girlfriend, usually her best friend is like this too. Where it's like, pretty much for the same reason. Where it seems like, you know, she had all this time to go out at the club and do all these different things, and now that she's with you, she don't really go out as often. She's going to have a problem with you. This is the type of friend, like I said, that wants to monopolize your partner's time. And the thing is that your partner is solely responsible for balancing that, not you. And the reason why I say this is because there shouldn't be a drastic shift between their friendships and their relationship with you. It should already be balanced. But it's also up to your partner to have a conversation with their best friend and say to them, hey, you know, I'm in a relationship now, so there are some things that are going to change a little bit, but that doesn't mean that now all of a sudden you're not going to be a part of my life, or now you're not all of a sudden important. That's up to your partner to have that conversation with their friends, not you. And so, usually, I've seen the best friend and the girlfriend and the boyfriend get into it with each other, and the partner is just kind of like caught in the middle. They don't know what to do. And it's like, well, that's, again, your responsibility to balance all of that. I've also seen this happen with a partner and their parents and who they're dating get into it, because the parent, usually it's the mother, who feels like her son is spending too much time with this woman and not spending time with her. That's a whole other subject for a different day, dealing with in-laws and your partner's parents. That's a separate conversation. But this happens frequently as well. And so again, it's up to your partner to create that balance so that everybody pretty much like knows their place in their life, and that there can still be some harmony in between. It's just that, you know, one person can't necessarily monopolize your partner's time, because, you know, you're the partner, and so you have more importance over the friends now. And so that's something that their best friends have to accept. It's nothing that they can do about it. So that's something that your partner has to deal with. The other type of problematic friend could be the friend that always wants the inside scoop, the nosy friend who always wants to know what's going on between you and your partner. That's a friend that usually tends to be jealous. That's usually the friend that has a motive to possibly break the two of you up. This is the friend that you really gotta look out for, because nobody should be that invested in someone else's relationship. Usually this is the friend that your partner has that's been single for God knows how long. They're usually the wild friend. They're usually the friend that's always like to party all the time. Usually it's that friend that does this. Sometimes this can be the best friend as well, or one of the other best friends that your partner has, where it's like they're always asking about you. They're always, you know, trying to get updates with what's going on in your relationship, and that should make your partner uncomfortable. You know, your partner should want to know, like, hey, like, why do you always want to know, like, what's going on with me and so-and-so? That's not really your business. And so, there's room to be suspicious about that. Because, again, as soon as you have one person that's extra nosy in your relationship, that's one too many. Almost every time I've seen it where a person just sabotages everything between you and your partner. And sometimes, worst case scenario, everything could be going perfectly fine between you and your partner, and then all of a sudden they have a problem with you and you don't know where it came from. And usually it's this friend that put a bug in your partner's ear and now they got a problem with you. I've had a few of my relationships dissolve for this very reason, where everything was completely fine between me and my partner, and then all of a sudden they hung out with their friends a few times, and now I noticed that my boyfriend's acting different. And I'm just like, you weren't acting like this before. What changed? And it's the only thing that I can think of that happened, especially if everything else seems to be consistent. It's like, who put a bug in your ear? And so, those two friends, the inside scoop friend and the controlling friend, you need to watch out for those. And here's the thing. It may not just be your partner's friends who are like this. You may personally have some friends like this, where it's like, they always, again, want to know your business, and they don't like you hanging out with your boyfriend or your girlfriend too much. Yeah, those are the people that I'm talking about. So this can work both ways. The other thing is that there are good reasons and bad reasons to be good friends with your partner's friends. I mentioned the benefits already, and I guess I mentioned some of the negative ones, but as I'm sitting here talking about this, you know, I've seen situations where there were people who were dating and there were individuals who pretended to be friends with that person and their partner, and then somehow they end up breaking up, and then one of those people end up dating that individual. Again, you're going to have some people who are going to want to sabotage your relationship. It's as simple as that. And it's unfortunate, but I have to keep mentioning this because I see it so often. There are so many times where I've seen, again, usually it's the female friend, where it's like, you know, she wants to be friends with you all of a sudden, and she's always talking about your boyfriend, and it's like, why are you always talking about him? Why are you mentioning him all the time? And it's even worse sometimes when she knows certain things about your boyfriend that you don't even know. And it's like, why do you know that? Or it just really can be a suspicious situation. It really can be. Or how your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend now wants to be cool with you. It's like, why? It's awkward, it's weird, and it's strange, and I've personally been in situations like that. Like I said, I'm usually the friend that both of my friends who are dating each other have in common. I'm usually the mutual friend. And sometimes it can be awkward. There have been times where there have been people that my friends have dated that I really, really liked, and for whatever the reason, the relationship didn't work out. And it caused me to lose a friend, because it's like I developed my own friendship with that individual, but the only reason I knew them was because they were dating one of my friends. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have even met them. And so, to a certain extent, just because my friends stopped dating that person, that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to stop being friends with that individual. But to a certain extent, it's like, at the end of the day, I have more loyalty to my friend. And so I don't go out of my way to still be friends with their ex. Now, if I keep in contact with them, that's not really something that is my friend's business per se. It depends on the situation. But regardless of what the situation is, I'm not discussing their relationship. I'm just not doing it. It don't have anything to do with why I'm friends with that individual. It's because I got to know them, or they got an attachment with me. And so I just don't bring up these things in conversation. I just don't. I try to keep very neutral. And you have to be. You know, sometimes you'll have people where it's like they want you to take sides because of what they told you. And sometimes, I'm not trying to say that your friends will lie to you, but sometimes they don't always tell the entire truth. And so they'll sometimes sensationalize the situation, or they'll leave some things out that would incriminate them. That way, it's easier for you to take their side. But then when you listen to their partner's side of the story, it's something completely different. And I've been in that situation too, where I've heard two totally different sides to the same story. And I'm just like, who, that changes everything. So it's tough being caught in the middle. It really, really is. But I conclude with this. At the end of the day, you need to invest as much energy into your friendships as you do your relationships. They both are equally important. Because the thing about it is, none of us want to be alone, but the thing is that you can't completely disown people who have been in your life consistently from the people that you date. They are going to come and go. And the way life is right now, a lot of people don't have stable relationships. That's just the fact of the matter. And so, as soon as you get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you act different or you act brand new, that's a serious fault in your personality that you have to work on, because that's what that says to me, is that you're an individual who can't be alone. And when you're not in a relationship, you're either a completely different person or you're super duper depressed. And it's like, you have to work on more self-love and have a social life, because you can't put that much emphasis on something that's so inconsistent like that. And trust me, this is not something that's just, you know, for young people. This is just for anybody. You know, everything that I talk about on this podcast is not age specific. This can happen to anyone. And the thing is that, you know, I'm at an age where a lot has happened in my life, and I've seen a lot of things happen. I continue to see a lot of things happen, and it's applicable. It's always going to be applicable. It's either going to be applicable to me, it's either going to be applicable to you, or all of us. You know, nothing is new under the sun at all. And you're not the only person that has gone through a specific kind of situation. You know, this platform is just to share experiences so that you can learn something from them. We become better people with more information that we're given. And there are some things that I wish someone told me before I got into the situations that I got into, because it would have helped at the end of the day. And so there are some things you learn the hard way, and then there are some things you learn through shared experiences. And so you have to be balanced, well-balanced in life, well-balanced with work life and personal life and romantic life. You know, all of us are multidimensional. We have a lot of things on our plate. We have a lot of things to juggle and a lot of responsibilities, and we need an outlet. And for most people, having friends and being in a relationship are the outlets. And so, don't disown your friends. The other thing, too, is have boundaries. You know, sometimes your friends, even though it's like they have your best interests, at the same time, the way they go about it can be suspicious. And it's like, they need to know their place. They need to know that there are certain things that shouldn't fly with you, and there are certain things you won't be okay with. And if they love you like they say they do, then they wouldn't be offended by it. You know, I'm not going to personally insert myself in my friends' relationships unless they want me to be involved, unless they tell me something. Other than that, I mind my business. If my friend, I notice, is treating her boyfriend different or he's treating his girlfriend different, I'm not going to ask him what's going on. I'm just going to mind my business. Sometimes as a friend, you just need to mind your business. Period. You know, we have our own drama going on, whether we're in a relationship or not. And so, you don't need to be that invested in someone else's relationship. Give other people privacy. In addition to privacy, you know, don't be so quick to spill the beans. there are some things that are going on in your relationship that need to be private, that need to be between you and your partner. Period. And you can't get upset when your partner feels like they can't really trust you, or they feel like your friends or their friends know too much. I would feel like that too, because it's like, as my partner, or as, you know, you have a partner, you want to be able to trust them as well. You want to be able to tell them secrets and personal things about you that, you know, you don't really want other people to know. There are levels to the trust that develops in relationships, and you want to be able to trust your partner, and you want your partner to be able to trust you. And so your friends shouldn't know more about the problems or know more about how you feel about the problems than your partner. You need to communicate that with your partner. At the end of the day, they're the ones that's in a relationship with you, not the friends. In addition to that, stop posting everything on social media. That's another problem. People just want to put everything on social media. They want to show, you know, how perfect their relationship is, where there are people who know better. There are some of us who know, like, yeah, they may look good as a couple, but there's a lot of shit going on in the background that don't nobody else know. And it's like, keep that to yourself. Keep that to yourself. Your relationship will have a better chance when you keep things private. Keep things private. The other thing too is, be suspicious of people who appear to have a motive, who appear to be jealous of you or jealous of your partner. Some of us have friends, people that we call friends, that are very jealous of us. They are jealous of the fact that we got married before them, or we got engaged before them, or we had kids before them, or we have a partner that looks better than theirs. People will find all kinds of reasons to be jealous. It happens, you know? And it's like, that's a reflection of a personal problem that individual has, but they shouldn't be acting on the jealousy to the point where they're trying to break up your relationship. And that's when you need to cut off that so-called friend, because somebody who's really your friend would not try to cause problems for you or break up your relationship. Sometimes these are friends who express what I call fake concern, where it's like they are always talking about how your partner is so bad for you and they do this, 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 and this, and you don't see what they're talking about or know what they're talking about. It's like, what do you know that I don't? Because we can't be talking about the same person. That's an individual who's on a mission for sabotage. And watch, when you break up with that person, watch who they date next. It's usually going to be somebody you know, and it might be that friend. It happens. So there are so many dynamics to this subject. There's so many, but I just encourage you to pay attention. Know who you're dealing with. Pay attention to how people are moving. Pay attention to what's being discussed. And know who you can trust and who you can't. You'll figure it out. I know all of this sounds like a lot and it sounds complicated, but trust me, it isn't. You'll be able to figure out exactly who is going to be a problem and who isn't. And the thing is, at the end of the day, it's up to your partner to decide what happens. And so, if your partner doesn't have a backbone and know when to say no or know when to speak up, then that's where you need to step in. But usually, a lot of this is going to fall on them. And again, that's usually a result of poor boundaries, and then that's another problem you have to address. But that concludes today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. like and subscribe to the podcast on all platforms, same way as it's spelled here. Thank you so much for your love and support, and I will see you in my next one. Bye-bye and so long.